Okay, good seeing everybody. Appreciate you guys being here. Beautiful day, good practice. We have a lot on our plate, and we're you guys have done a good job. It's been a good week of practice, very focused week. We've got to try to go out there on Sunday and put our best foot forward and play our best game. That's what we'll be striving to do. What questions do you have?
John, with Marlon not really practicing at all this week, what kind of do you think his chances are for Sunday?
I think we'll find out as we get closer to Sunday, get through the injury report today, and then see where we are on Sunday with really all those guys.
John, on the flip side, how excited are you to get Arthur Millett back, given some of the guys banged up in the secondary and knowing what he did for you guys last year defensively?
Arthur's done a great job of working hard. You know, he's been out for a while. He's been chomping at the bit. He's been anxious, and he's worked hard. So we'll see how it looks and see how he looks, and looking forward to anybody that we have that healthy and wants to play and is a good player. We like to have him out there.
John, there was a report while you guys were out there that Roquan was fined, I guess, for that hit in the game. We didn't get a chance to ask you about that on Wednesday. What did you make of that play? Did you see any element of a hip drop when you looked at that on film? I mean, what was your?
Yeah, I mean, you can parse all that. It becomes really fine. It's fine tuning, you know, to determine those things. So I think they look at every element of that, and I'm sure there'll be continued conversation on that. But just as far as Roe goes, you know, Roe's fighting to go make a tackle there. We're trying to get off the field. We're trying to get out of the game with a victory. And he would never do anything. Well, number one, he would never do anything to hurt another player. I think everybody knows that. And he would never do anything that's outside the rules, and everybody knows that. That's how he plays. So tries to do it according to the rules, just like all our guys do. I think Kyle showed that too with that hit, you know, downfield on the receiver. You try to do it as best you can within the rules.
John, obviously that type of tackle isn't being coached. I mean, it seems more instinctual than anything. How tough is it to kind of take it out of the game? I know that's what the league wants.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really not probably at a place right now in my mind right now to have that whole debate and conversation. We had that conversation, you know, in the off season. And there's a lot of ins and outs to it. But right now, you know, for me, for Roe, for all the guys, just try to do the best you can to play within the rules, you know, and do it the right way and the effective way and, you know, the fundamentally sound way and the safe way. I mean, that's what we try always to do our best at.
John, do you think that Jalen could come back on Sunday without a lot of rust after missing?
I think there's a lot of possibilities for who could be active on Sunday and playing, you know, so we'll be working through that. For sure. Got 48 hours. Really, well, it's a little less than 48 now. It's about 47 hours and 50 minutes. You know, and we'll probably be able to work all that out by game time, hopefully.
How pleased were you with what you saw from Keaton Mitchell throughout this week?
Yeah, I think it's good to have Keaton back, and he's ramping up.
Likewise, I'm having Zay back. How much does that,
Zay Flowers? Yeah, self-evident probably answer. You know, I mean, Zay being back, if he's back, would be awesome. You know, he's a big part of what we do for sure.
John, Marlon's injury aside, how impressed have you been with him this season?
How impressive have I been with Marlon?
Yeah,
I've been very impressed. I mean, you know, just the thing about that game last week was the fact that, and this is true really of any game. You know, you got to step up and make plays at some point in time. To get stopped, somebody's got to make some kind of play. You got to make a tackle, at least a sack fumble, a turnover, an interception, a recovered fumble, a fourth down stop, a third down stop. You know, all those things are playmaking things. So Marlon made two huge plays in that game. You know, and it's probably indicative of how he's played all year. He's not perfect. He wants to get better. We're all chasing improvement every single day. But you know, that was huge for us. Great. All right. Good.